Triple M.
Terry for breakfast.
Get yourself to the Coles Arana complex today or tomorrow because you can hear from Murray Mandel. He's raising money for Lifeline. He's on a three-year journey around Australia. This started back in March 2017 and it's going up until March 2020. Australia's classical guitar street performer, raising money for Lifeline. Murray Mandel from Sydney is here with us. Thanks for coming down.
Thank you very much, Terry. Thanks for inviting me.
We had a great chat before we got in the studio. You've got plenty of stories to share with us. And importantly, you're raising money for Lifeline.
That's true, Terry. I am embarking on a three-year fundraising Australia's tour classical guitar street performing for Lifeline. And I've started from Canberra. It's more or less anti-clockwise around Australia and finishing off in Canberra.
And you've been visiting a fair few towns out there, was it? You're coming up to 150 destinations?
Well, I hope so, Terry. I do my best perform as many shopping centres as possible. You know, my main aim for the tour, not only for the funding itself, but to raise public awareness, to reach out and to remind as many Australian as possible that Lifeline is there 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
And an annual event that it just gets bigger and better every year is on this weekend. It is the annual Calgon Pumpkin Fair. It's happening in the Calgon tomorrow between 9 and 12. And on the line now from the Lower Calgon Community Association, I've got Astrid Stephen. Astrid, are we going to see any more records broken this year with the pumpkin growing?
Terry, I can't answer that question for you today because I can assure you people with giant pumpkins are very secretive about it until the day.
And I guess they're using every inch of Friday to get ready for tomorrow and see if that pumpkin grows a few little millimetres here and there.
Absolutely. The winners from last year were doing a measurement system called over-the-top measurement on their pumpkin, and they estimated a growth of 11 kilos in a 24-hour period towards the end of their growth period. So, yes, massive things will still happen overnight.
And it's become a sport, hasn't it? What is the obsession with growing big pumpkins?
Look, I haven't been successful in growing a giant pumpkin as yet. But on the Lower Calgon website, there is a link towards how to grow a giant pumpkin. And the two ladies who won the first prize last year, they have put together a lovely little piece about how to grow successfully a giant pumpkin. So anybody that's interested can go in there and have a look. And I know that at an event we hold towards the end of the year, we normally have giant pumpkin seeds available free.
Oh.
People to come and collect, so they can come out to our giant car boot and garage sale day, get their giant pumpkin seeds and get ready for the pumpkin fair the next year.
Because it just doesn't happen overnight, does it? It takes months of preparation and persistence and determination.
And lots of love and care, I can assure you.
Astrid is with us from the Lower Calgon Community Association. Astrid, it's not all about just giant pumpkins tomorrow. You've got some other things happening for the people that head down there.
We do. I do need to say, Terry, that for the giant pumpkins, we have got over $1,500 worth of prizes up for grabs this year. Our main category, the heaviest pumpkin, being sponsored by Mason Realty, a $500 first prize.
Ooh.
That's a big thing for the Calgon and it's a big thing for giant pumpkins. So lots of applaud to all our sponsors. In addition, Devonshire Teas, we have stalls both inside and outside the hall where there'll be pumpkin soup available for a tasting. We have a competition. It's free tasting. There'll be a sausage sizzle on. Some of our stalls are plants. We have crafts, jewellery, tools, soaps, woodwork, lots of variety, plenty of things for people to come and have a look at tomorrow between 9 and 12. It's a good day out, gold coin donation entry, And what's more, that gold coin donation can get you a meat pack prize at the end.
Oh, love a good meat pack.
So, everybody loves a meat pack.
Kyalga Pumpkin Fair, a much-loved community tradition. It happens every year around this time, and it's tomorrow down at the Kyalgan Hall on Nanarup Road. So get amongst it and check out those big, giant pumpkins and get some tips on growing your own for the next year, perhaps. Astrid Stephen from the Lower Kyalgan Community Association, thank you so much, and good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Terry.
And tomorrow, make sure you get yourself to Dumbleyung if you've got a bit of time over the weekend, if you're looking for a getaway. Why not check out The Taste of Dumbleyung featuring Johnny Taylor. His new album has been released in the last few months. It's called Dig Deep, and from it, Better Day. To make a life, but we're not living much at all. Johnny Taylor's on the line now. Johnny, you've toured all over Australia following the release of the album Dig Deep, but you're back in Dumbleyung for A Taste of Dumbleyung this weekend.
Yes, playing on home turf for the first time ever, mate, so it's a bit daunting, actually.
Dumbleyung is alive because the lake out there has received plenty of water after last year's record rainfall, after an ex-tropical cyclone dumped a lot of rain in the region.
Yeah, it's been awesome. It's been really great for the whole community. So it's a prime time for people to come out for The Taste of Dumbleyung Festival and, bring a kayak and your ski boats or whatever and go for it.
So when should people be heading out there?
The event kicks off at 3 o'clock tomorrow. I think it goes through till about 11 o'clock tomorrow night. So I've been tasked with the job of building the fire pit surrounds and making sure it's cosy and warm out there for everyone to party on with us through the end of the night.
Taste of Dumbleyung, if you're looking for a weekend road trip, get out there. Is there plenty of spots to maybe pitch a tent?
Actually, there is, yeah. They've opened up camping at Stubbs Park down here, so there is loads of space. I know the caravan park is full, which is a positive sign, but the footy oval down there is open to the public, so no excuses not come down and party on.
Taste of Dumbleyung, get amongst it over the weekend. And Johnny, yourself with your music, how are things going?
Yeah, really good, thanks. The new album's been selling really well. I only just came home from an East Coast tour a week before last, so it's been a pretty flat out start to the year, but it's been selling well, and the band is red hot, so yeah, we're all really looking forward to cranking out.
And when can we see you back in Albany?
That is a good question, mate. If I can stand still for long enough, I might actually look at booking some shows down there.
Well, can we pencil one in shortly?
I'd like to think so, mate. I've only been home for a total of about 6 days this year, so it's probably time to spend a bit more time in WA.
All right, we'll hold you to that. And, of course, your home away from home is at the Earl of Spencer there on the corner of Earl and Spencer Street.
Yes, mate, one of my favourite little pubs in Australia. Absolutely full of charm. I love that joint.
Triple M's Rock the Boat 2018.
We're drawing out our next prize pack this afternoon. Al, our club captain, could be giving you a call, club members. So if you've signed up at triplem.com.au, stand by your phones. I've just dialed a number now, and I've got Amber on the line from Albany. Amber, we're going to put you in the draw for this afternoon's prize. Rock the Boat 2018. You could be heading there.
Fantastic. That's awesome.
Who would you like to see and why?
Yeah, well, Foreigner would be one of them. As I said, they're bands that I grew up with, that a lot of them that are going to be on the boat, and I've never actually been on a ocean line cruise before, so that would top it off.
One for the bucket list, huh?
Yes, definitely, yes.
And who would you take on the cruise?
Well, I'd have to take my husband with me.
Oh, excellent. So, look, we're going to be drawing out our second prize pack today. So if you win, if our club captain gives you a call, return airfares to Sydney. We'll give you two tickets to Rock the Boat. You'll be on the Royal Caribbean's Raid into the Seas in a deluxe Ocean View stateroom cabin. All your meals, entertainment and other goodies all taken care of. So you walk away from this trip with a grand total of $0 to your name.
Oh, that would be so wonderful. Excellent.
Yeah, $0 as in the total bill coming your way.
Oh, fabulous.
Good on you, Amber. You're in the draw. And Al, our club captain, could be calling you this afternoon. Want to join Amber on the standby list? You need to go to triplem.com.au, be a club member, and tell us why you want to rock the boat. And, of course, if you miss out on all of this, to book your cabin, just go to chooseyourcruise.com.au or contact your cruise co-agent. Looking forward to hearing that call this afternoon on Triple M.
Sounds of Albany.
For Fair Dinkum Sheds, with no hidden surprises.
Yeah, the Sound of Albany jackpot for this Friday is at $3,660. $3,660. It is a lot of money. There's our sound. You need to tell us what it is and where you can find it. John's with us. Hello.
Yeah, how are you going?
$3,660. What could that get you?
Plenty, mate. Pay off a lot of bills.
They all seem to come in at the same time, don't they?
Yeah, always. Registration, the whole lot,
It's a conspiracy, isn't it?
Yes. Nothing we can do about it, but just keep working to pay them off.
Yeah, well, we can ease the burden on you. But the Sound of Albany, what do you reckon it is?
I'm hoping that it would be a plastic chair being stacked onto another plastic chair at the Leisure Centre.
A plastic chair being stacked onto another plastic chair at the Albany Leisure and Aquatic Centre. Unfortunately, I can't stack your answer up.
Oh, I'll try again another time. Thank you.
Yeah. The details don't stack up.
Yeah, thanks, mate.
Good on you, John. Brad's with us on 13-27-10. G'day, Brad.
Yeah, how you going, mate?
Sound of Albany, what do you reckon it is?
Oh, I'm just wondering, is it a hand clicker that counts how many people go through the gates or doors?
A hand clicker?
Yeah.
That counts how many people go through gates or doors. When I was working at a federal election like 15 years ago, my job was to sit at the door and click how many people came in to vote. It was the most mind-numbing job ever. I stay well away from one of those devices, which means...
Oh, no worries.
Yeah, that's not the one we want. Sorry, mate.
All right, thank you.
But have a fantastic weekend.
Yeah, same. Catch you, mate. Bye.
Sounds of Albany on Triple M. G'day.
G'day.
Who have I got there?
Joanna.
Sounds of Albany, what do you reckon it is?
I think it could be a stopwatch being used at ALAC.
A stopwatch being used at ALAC. Unfortunately, I'm going to have to stop the watch on your answer.
Thank you.
Good on you. Thanks a lot. And it returns Monday. We're at $3,680. $3,680. Sounds of Albany with Fair Dinkum Sheds, only on Triple M.